You're listening to the Online Empire Academy broadcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Hey, welcome to the Online Empire Academy podcast. My name is Dean Soto.
And Brett Bartlett.
And we are here once again to bring you some awesome entrepreneur information, Brett. So today, I wanted to kind of take kind of a beginning to end approach to talking about private label products. Talking about private label products, how to create them, what's the best way to go, what's some of the misconceptions out there, and also what are private label products? Why do this over, say, just going wholesale or reselling or information products or whatever? So, Brett, what the heck is a private label product?
Private label product's pretty simple. It's a product that is kind of mass-produced, and that instead of it saying something like Kirkland from Costco, let's say you buy your shampoo from Costco and it says Kirkland on it. Well, that shampoo is usually mass produced and you can put a label on there that says Dean's Amazing Shampoo. And that's a private label product. You put your label on that blank bottle instead of someone else's.
That's awesome. So it could be the same type of shampoo that, say, a brand name uses, but it's your
right
particular label in this particular instance.
Yep.
Trader Joe's does this a lot too,
yep.
Right?
All Trader Joe's is basically private labeled.
Cool. So how does someone start in private labeling? I'm Joe Schmo, who I want to start a business. I've never been in business before. Is private label a good option? And how do I actually get started if it is?
Private label, if you've never done any type of business before, is probably not the first thing you want to get involved in. But I will say it's a great thing to get involved in and have a long learning curve associated with it, because it's really where you make your most long-term profit. So I can talk about the biggest mistake most people make, which is if you build it, they will come. And so that typically the biggest mistakes I see on private label are twofold. Number one, people want to build this immaculate website, this amazing e-commerce site that just does not have any traffic, right? Because you put a website out on the internet, it doesn't just automatically start generating traffic. It usually gets zero traffic. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two, and typically people do both of these with private labels, so this is a bummer. Number two mistake that I see most people make is... Sorry, we're out on our bench right now.
On our bench out in front of the shop.
Yeah. The second mistake that I see most people make is they go out and buy their product, buy a ton of it, and then try to figure out how they're going to sell it.
Yeah.
And so this is what most people do. They go, I'm going to build a website. It's going to be an amazing website. And then I'm going to go buy the product, and my product's ready. So I got my website. I got my product. But what's the biggest component that they're missing?
Traffic and sales,
which is everything. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's the bummer with private label. And as long as your first question that you should be able to answer and answer it with hard, validated data is, where are your sales going to come from and where's your traffic coming from? Okay. If you can answer those two things, then go find your product, build your website. If you cannot for sure answer it, because I can tell you anybody, especially inside our own business, that tries to start something, those are the first two questions that I ask them. And so, because without that, you are just so dead in the water, and I'd say 99.9% of people, myself included, will make that first mistake, and they'll be out of business, 15 grand, you know, out before they even got started. So the first thing that you want to do is focus on where's your sales and where's your traffic going to come from if you're going to bring a brand new product or brand to market.
That's awesome. So, but Brett, I have all this product. I have my website. That's, you know, I have that. It, yes, you're right. It's not selling, But I could just give it to Amazon, right? And Amazon can sell it.
So, again, typically you run into the same problems no matter how you're trying to sell it, which is how are you going to get people's eyeballs onto your product? So what I've learned, and this is a good place to start, is you have to figure out something called your customer acquisition cost, okay? And what that means is typically if you are bringing a brand new product to market, and I'm not talking like you have to invent a product. I'm saying like literally if you have a shampoo but just with a different brand on it, you have to figure out how much is it going to cost you to put your brand in front of other people. Because I can tell you on any platform, on any website, online, offline, you have to pay to have your product put in front of other people without a doubt. And so even if you're going to sell it on Amazon, you have to know what route are you going to take in order to put your brand new product in front of other people.
That's crazy. So okay. So but Brad, yeah, I understand that, but like if I actually put my product on Amazon, don't they just like, you know, that's the number one marketplace for selling anything. I understand that customer acquisition cost, but like what would be like a particular cost with Amazon?
One of the biggest costs that comes along Amazon is the sponsored ads component that you have to pay for on Amazon.
Okay, so sponsored ads, awesome. What if I go and I'll just use Amazon as an example because it's the one kind of the platform that gives the most data of stuff. What if I go and I see that, you know, X shampoo has this awesome sales rank? And if, for those who don't know what sales rank is, the lower the rank, essentially it means that it's, so you might have a category of, say, beauty products or whatever. If something's ranked 2000, it means that that is the 2000th best-selling product on Amazon. So it's selling pretty well, at least in that particular category. I can just go see that X shampoo has that, and then I can go and get X shampoo or get another like Y shampoo, put it on there, and I'm all good.
So anytime you bring a product to market, you have to understand why something's selling so well. So I'll give you an example. I got a lot of pushback for this, but I still don't understand why. I came out with a couple private label courses, and my first thing that I told people was sell to your inner circle, meaning like sell to people that you know will buy, because that's your first form of guaranteed traffic. Grandma, aunt, mom, brother, sister. You always have to understand why a product has traffic. If you can't answer the why and you're just saying what, like this product has a lot of traffic and that's where your conversation ends, you have to understand why. So was a product really successful on Amazon because it had a great Kickstarter campaign? Did they have a huge email list that they blasted it to? Did they just position it perfect for search and the product never existed on Amazon before? You know, there's a million different components to the why. You have to understand why was another product successful if you're trying to mirror a product, and why is your product going to be successful? If your answer to that question is, well, I have great ingredients, not going to happen, because you still have to answer, well, where's your original traffic going to come from? If your answer is, hey, I got a, I'm part of a church and my church has 1,000 members and I'm going to market this to them, and that's where I'm going to get my first 1,000 customers, that's an awesome why answer.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So it's really looking, like you said, at the why. It's looking not necessarily that my product is amazing, but more of this product will sell because, or is selling because it's generating organic rankings from search terms, or it's because I've sold it, I've been selling it to my church or whatever. And that is a good indicator of how well a product's going to do or not.
Right. And I'll give you a firm example of an idea that totally bombed for me. I tried to write children's stories. I spent all this time writing like 10 different books, but the part I didn't have drilled down was how am I going to sell these, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how am I going to sell them? Where's my traffic going to come from? And so I could have made 1,000 books, but I would have still had one sale, which was my total sales, one, because I had no sales plan. I had no idea where the traffic and my conversions were going to come from. Now, if I can rewind, I probably would have started selling that thing on Kindle, paid for some advertisements on Kindle, or I would have reversed it and done like a Kickstarter campaign with, and found 20 people in my inner circle who would have pledged on my Kickstarter campaign, something along those lines to validate my sales and traffic idea with one book instead of creating 20. Prior to. So again, you got to answer the sales and traffic question and don't lie to yourself. Like if you're like, yeah, and then thousands of people are going to come, where? Literally, where are they going to come from? Like, tell me specifically. Like, are they going to, you're saying you're going to have 1,000 people in a conference room and you're going to tell them, hey, go to this website and that's where they convert from. Like, give me your specific plan. Cause if you start to get very gray with it, I can tell you, you're only lying to yourself in that process.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. Great point. So I'm just starting out. How much capital, how much time, how much of those things should I expect if I'm going to be selling any type of private label product or any product in general, aside from reselling, maybe it's an info product or whatever.
Right.
What should I expect?
So I think the best place to start is don't go out, like go out and get like one prototype or five prototypes. Okay. Mm. Like literally the least amount you can do. It doesn't even have to be pretty. It can be super ugly. Get your prototypes ready and test it on 3 markets. So if it's a physical product, here's 3 markets I would test it on: eBay, Amazon. And when I say test it, I mean do everything you can to test and prove traffic, right? So eBay has different ways you can promote your product. Amazon has different ways you can promote your product. And then the third one I would do is Kickstarter, right? If you can't generate traffic using those platforms that have just oceans and oceans of traffic, there's going to be a problem immediately. And you have to fix that problem before you go any deeper in inventory or, you know, cost of whatever your game plan is. So that would be where to start. And it's going to be messy and it's going to feel weird and it's not going to make any sense. But, man, that is way better to figure it out that way than spend $20,000 to then start figuring it out.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Cool, man. Well, you know, this is awesome. Private label is something that's been really, really gaining a lot of steam lately because there's a lot of money to be made and there's a lot of money to be lost.
Right.
So I think everyone really appreciates this. I know that you've shifted most of your business over to private label rather than, say, the retail arbitrage type stuff. How do you think that's been affecting your particular business?
It's very slow growth, but very long-term rewards. And so it's a great model to get into as long as you have realistic expectations of the build-out of it.
Cool. Cool. Last thing, how can you possibly even do this if, say, you have product X and this other brand name who's a multi-billion dollar company has brand Y and it's just about the same thing? How could you even think of competing against that?
Well, the cool thing is there's a big shift happening where I think a lot of people want to buy not huge name brand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're able to, you know, get a cool story, there's so many different ways to take on the big guys, and it's really becoming a level playing field. But the two biggest ways, number one, understand search and how it works and what people are searching for and solve their problem. Number two, because we've done this on both realms, is create a great story.
Yeah.
And so a great story goes a long ways, and then also understanding search. Those two things, most of those big brands can't compete with it because they're kind of big ships that they're trying to, you know, keep afloat.
Cool, man. All right. Well, I think this is awesome. If you want more information like this, if you want more things, we have free courses. We have some premium courses. But man, oh man, if you like this type of stuff, you want to start your own business or you're already in your business and you want to learn how to do things like this, go to www.theonlineempireacademy.com. That's www.theonlineempireacademy.com. Lots of information there from some really awesome sources. So go check that out. And then keep listening to this podcast. We aim to try and do this every week. And if you have any questions, please let us know. Go to www.theonlineempireacademy.com. And if you sign up, just reply to any of the emails. We get those emails. Just ask a question, and we will definitely give you an answer, whether it's in email format or on this podcast. All right. So any last words, Brett?
Give it a go, guys. Don't sit there and overanalyze. That's one of the worst things. Test things with really small amounts of budget, and that way you can test your assumptions and move on from there.
Awesome. All right. Once again, this is Dean Soto and Brett Bartlett with TheOnlineEmpireAcademy.com. We will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at TheOnlineEmpireAcademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.